Hi, and welcome to From Many People's Strength, the podcast that covers Saskatchewan politics and current events. My name is Corey, and my pronouns are he and him.
And my name is David, and my pronouns are they and them, or he and him.
And we have not a lot to cover today. We've got, a little bit of COVID stuff going on, but we'll start off with this first one is... BHP gives long-awaited go-ahead for Jansen Potash Mine in Saskatchewan. So this is a $7.5 billion potash project, which is good, I guess. I mean, it'll create jobs, and I'm not, I don't want to be like anti-anything, right?
It's true. Food is still good, and potash helps make food happen. So, like, I don't know it all too much about it. I know anytime you're dealing with mining, there's, economic issues of the fact that, like, this is a resource owned by the people of the province. And it's, when you give mining rights, you're essentially, like, selling that product. I know I've been called out before that that's not technically what's happening, but effectively that is what's happening, right? So, from all I can tell, it's a good news story. More investment, more diversification. You still need to be very, very aware of the environmental impact of mining. Right. When you're dealing with any large major mining project, a little bit cautious of not getting yourself too excited because you want to make sure that safety regulations are there.
Yeah, that's right.
For the most part, that stuff, as long as this is why red tape exists. And I know, red tape gets a bad rap on every side of the political aisle. Like
pretty much,
Leftists aren't, inherently in favor of red tape either. It's regulations are written in blood, and it's good that it's there. And it's the article doesn't talk much about the process that got us to this point, but it's not too much to say because it's good the process exists. And, we'll see a little bit more as the mine gets closer to producing, which is about 6 years. But as you said, lots of jobs in the interim and hopefully some long-term ones as well.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. So now the controversial stuff about COVID in Saskatchewan, we're going to go to, we seem to be having, a debate right now about, whether or not there should be rules, mandates, or just expecting people to do it on their own. The health minister, and opposition leaders obviously have differing perspectives.
Yep.
The Saskatoon mayor weighed in on this, saying that he thinks there should be a mandate for various things, vaccine passports, mandatory testing, and I don't know.
What's next? Am I going to need to get some sort of driving passport in order to drive my car in Saskatchewan? Right. That proves I meet some sort of standard of safety in order to get behind the wheel of my car. ridiculous. I understand the natural inclination to be skeptical of authority. You're the one who has the giant anarchist flag in your your background.
Not a big fan
of authority. So anytime there is the state coming in and saying you need to meet certain requirements to drive a car, or you need to meet certain health regulations to operate your restaurant, you want to have the burden of proof falls on the state in order to prove that the regulations they are imposing are not onerous and that they are justified. So I agree 100%. The burden of proof needs to be on the government to prove that a vaccine card, proof of vaccination is necessary. I think they've met that burden of proof. Like, I
I think
think,
so too, yeah.
like one of the comparisons I've probably made on the podcast in the past too, but no, if you compare COVID to salmonella, like it's far deadlier than salmonella is, and you
Right.
are, it's more contain like the odds of you getting sick and dying from wandering around without a mask, without vaccinations, like just not taking precautions is far greater than the odds of dying from eating raw chicken. But we
Right.
still make restaurants cook their chicken. Like health inspectors still go into restaurants to make sure that restaurants cook their chicken. And even if you declared that you weren't, even if you wanted to operate Jumbo Jim's Raw Chicken Emporium, you're not allowed to. The government comes in and says, no, you cannot have a business model that is a restaurant that serves raw chicken.
Yep.
Because it
Because
will
it's
make people sick.
unsafe. It's just how it
It's probably
works.
also like up until 2020, I would have said it's a bad business model. I'm now actually second guessing that even because there probably would be some people out there who'd be railing that who's the government to tell them what to do about eating raw chicken. Like
Yeah.
if you're eating a thing that gives horses the shits and you think that's rebellion, then you probably will eat raw chicken as well. But
Yeah, that's it's all like you say, like I don't want the government in my life in unjustified ways, but there do have to be like, and I mean, I think we could do this without the government, but that's a whole other debate. There do have to be rules that people follow so that we have a just and ordered society in some way, right? And vaccinations is one of these things that can maintain the health and well-being of everybody in the society as long as we all get them, and some kind of imposition of like, hey, all of us think that you should get this vaccine. That's, it's not mob rule, it's democracy. This is how this works.
And I don't necessarily think we need to make them the vaccinations mandatory, and
Right.
I don't think a proof of vaccination to go certain places is the same as making it mandatory. You're
Right.
allowed to eat raw chicken in your home. You can go to the grocery store, you can buy a pack of raw chicken, and you can eat it as to your heart's content in your own home or in your backyard, or heck, you can like have friends over and y'all can get together and chow down on some raw chicken kebabs if you want.
Right.
But it's when you start endangering the public that it becomes an issue. And I think the same thing applies with proof of vaccination records in public places. I don't think we are ever going to get, even with what the opposition is calling for, or Mayor Clark is calling for, I don't think you're going to get every single establishment proving it. You're not going to have to show your vaccination record to enter the grocery store or to go to Walmart. But the riders just announced, I just saw it today, but I don't know if it was today or yesterday that they announced that they're going to make proof of vaccination mandatory to go to a rider game.
Yeah,
The
I saw
government
that
hasn't
today.
done it, but the riders themselves have come out and said it. And I think, you were seeing it for air travel. I think you're going to see it for more public buildings. I understand why the Mo government is hesitant because their base tends to be the ones most avidly against these precautions. But
Right.
at some point, the government needs to start implementing it at a provincial level as well.
So something that I see a lot of people like, they try, I guess they're comparing the, like kind of the conservative outrage about this as though they're being hypocrites, right? Because you're against the authority of the government in this way, and you support it in other ways, and I kind of agree with that because they are kind of being hypocritical. But also, I'm like, okay, but we all kind of pick and choose where we support government mandates and where we, so.
No, and I hear you, and I think there's something to be said for where I think the hypocrisy I think where it becomes hypocritical is when someone is either saying the government should never have a say, or the people saying the government should always get a say and not be questioned,
Right.
and then violate that. Like, 'cause you and I are, I would like to think, are being, somewhat nuanced in our position on this when we say things like we should be skeptical of the government imposing regulations on the populace without having justification for doing so. This happens to meet those justifications. We're not saying, yes, always listen to the government. If the government tells you to do something, just obey.
Which is what the other side is saying when we say, like I want to be fair to the conservatives, but also I want to be like most liberal people that I know or progressive people that I know are being like, okay, this meets the standard that I think, is important for us to have a just society or whatever, and have the vaccines, but then they get called from the other side, they get called like sheep or like so you get straw manning on both sides, but you also get a bit of there's nuance to both of these sides too.
And like, I'm sure, like, there are folks on the left who whatever Jagmeet Singh tells them, they'll do, right?
Well,
Like, let's not pretend there aren't people on the left who do blindly follow political leaders on the left.
Yeah, that's
And
right.
don't question and don't bring up concerns. And there's certainly Trudeauphiles who
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking of was like right now on Twitter, the anti-NDP liberals are very hardcore. Like it's
Oh
very like Trudeau's our hero and he's never done anything wrong.
yeah,
So
no, it's and like you'll get. Like again, it's across the spectrum, and like I'm seeing a lot of like folks who are so like the partisanship is, oh, it's better to have a conservative government than the liberals, but these are NDP, you're saying it, and we talked about that before too. I'm like, I don't think you understand what that actually means, but again, it's. Yeah, like I think you're, again, maybe we are biased and we see it more in the right than we do in the left. I think one of the issues the right has is it, the right tends to draw on both the authoritarian right wing as well as the libertarian right wing, and there's this strange bedfellows thing going on within the right, especially in the American right, but you see it a bit here in Canada as well. When Maxime Bernier left the Conservative Party, like we think about the PPC now as this sort of ultra right, racist. They're the party that
They're
the
the
white
white
supremacists,
nationalists.
yeah, they're the party the white nationalists went to. But like his original reason for leaving was over freaking dairy regulations. And he wanted to like his big thing was deregulation of the dairy industry, and that's a non-starter within more traditional conservative circles.
Right.
And again, it's government oversight versus freedom, and like you have this weird push and pull, which I think the debate over where the government should be involved and shouldn't be involved is an important one. It just we lose sight of it when anyone who weighs the evidence and thinks it's worthwhile gets called sheep, and anyone who hears something and says, hey, the government hasn't met the burden of proof and gets called nut jobs or conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, the turning of the partisan politics turning into team sports of politics, like it feeds that straw manning of the other side, and
Absolutely.
it makes it so that yeah, you can't have like an evidence-based conversation.
I fall prey to it too, right? Like I made the joke about the horse laxatives. And like don't get like
Well,
folks taking
there's
ivermectin is an easy low-hanging fruit, right? Like that is
Fair.
a prime target. Oh, we won't take the vaccine because we don't know what's in it, but we'll eat the sheep shit medicine, right?
Yeah, like, 'cause you know what's in that, right? I'm sure they all know exactly what's in that.
But
But
again, like
yeah.
there are people who like I will disagree with who say I've taken the vaccine. However, I don't think this government has met the burden of proof for the line in which I think the government should be imposed. And I think the government has met that line. And essentially, there's two debates: have they met that line or not? But also, there's a debate on where that line should
Right,
be.
right.
What I just get frustrated by is the yeah, like you said, the hypocrisy of where someone says, this hasn't met the line, but government imposing laws around reproductive rights or other
Yeah.
social issues. Oh, those are situations where the government has met that line. I give a little bit of side eye at that point.
Well, and I think that that's a fair viewpoint, because those other things often haven't met any kind of criteria or evidentiary basis, right? Like they're just deciding that based on our ideology, we get to impose these rules. And
Yeah. I'm not taking a COVID vaccine. I was going to say, I guess I kind of am. I'm not taking a COVID vaccine because of morality, but like the morality of don't hurt other people is where it comes in. It's not like a
right.
religious morality. It's not like taking the vaccine is a thing I do because of my morality and my ethics because of the effect it has. I don't believe in any sort of innate sanctity of a vaccine. As opposed to a lot of the issues where you hear on the right, it's they're moral because they're moral.
CBC News poll tracker says the conservatives move further ahead as liberals continue to slide, and it shows conservatives with a 33.4% of the vote at this point. So.
I think they're still showing the liberals winning on seats.
Right.
But that will be a very interesting scenario if conservatives win on popular vote, win the plurality of the popular vote, I should say,
Right,
and the
yeah.
liberals win a minority government with the seats. That poses some challenges. It also it means if there's an early no confidence, we could get a super minority. I don't know what the term for it is, but like the second place party
Right.
for trying to cobble together a government, it would require the NDP to prop up the conservatives.
Which I guess, depending on who you ask, maybe they will if they can get some promises, right? It seems like, 'cause right now the conservatives are very much trying to portray themselves as the working class party there, and apparently this is a right-wing philosophy that I didn't know about. It's called reform conservatism, and they actually are becoming like this pro-union type of conservative mentality.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Erin O'Toole is using this as a tool to try to appeal to the working class and try to get more votes and more support. But so I don't know, maybe he'll use the right rhetoric and he'll get enough of, like, maybe he can get the NDP to support him in a super minority or whatever you might call it. But also, it's hard to know.
It's hard to know. It's going to be interesting. And I think one of the interesting things about the poll tracker, which if I were to have guessed, it shows something different than I would have expected, which isn't that the conservatives are taking the lead because the liberals are losing support to the NDP, which is
Right.
where I would have, which is when just seeing the headline, what I would have thought, but
Yeah.
they're just drawing it straight from the liberals. It's the conservatives actually picking up momentum. And there's been some early stumbles, but
It's those farther right liberal people that are, jumping ship, I guess.
And it's not the it's the people who when Andrew Scheer was the leader, the tail end of Stephen Harper's leader, they just couldn't bring themselves to vote conservative anymore. I think have kind of returned back to the fold, sort of the naturally conservative voters who are heading back there.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, it's disappointing because I think Erin O'Toole is really, really bad on Indigenous issues and any other kind of social justice issue and residential
Absolutely.
schools, you know. And he's just
Oh yeah, you can't get worse.
and
Like,
he's just going to get certain people to join him because he uses the right rhetoric and they're, you know, already leaning that way.
the liberals make easy targets. Right? Like and much as you and I have thoughts about centrists, centrists often do make easy targets because you can't, like, it's very hard to defend them from the side that they're actually being attacked from without then opening them up to being vulnerable to attacks on the other side, right? You have half the country who is furious at Trudeau for overpromising and under-delivering when it comes to Indigenous rights and Indigenous issues, and that, like, they're angry that he's made all of these promises about reconciliation and has not fulfilled a lot of them and has played, like, tried to play some hardball, and not give in, quote unquote, not give in. Whereas on the other side, they see Trudeau as this big pushover who's giving Indigenous bands everything, and hard, quote unquote, hardworking Canadians are getting screwed over because Trudeau's giving all the money away to Indigenous folks.
I literally had to, like, I actually lost friends this last year because they kept posting about how much of a communist Trudeau was. And I kept having to be like, no, this is what communism means. This is what Trudeau is doing.
Yeah, like it's opposite. And I'm not voting Liberal this time. I will be voting NDP.
Yeah, me too.
And for me, it's the first time in a long time because I've talked about this before. I've been in Ralph Goodale's riding. So even in elections where if I was basing it on the leader, I would have probably voted NDP. Although Trudeau versus Mulcair, I still say Trudeau's better than Mulcair would have been. But like I would have voted for NDP last election had it not been for Goodale as my MP.
And now that he's out, then, you
Yeah,
know.
that makes the decision a little easier now. But as much as I am voting NDP, and as much as I think Trudeau has, again, overpromised and under-delivered, there's a hell of a lot more reserves with clean drinking water than there was 5 years ago.
That's true. Yeah,
Like
that's
he,
true.
like so, like they have done a lot, but I always feel shitty saying they've done a lot because they haven't done enough. At the same time, I feel shitty saying they haven't done enough because they have done a lot. I feel less shitty about that one. Because the bar should be high.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like,
But right now, like, the debate isn't so much like, are the liberals doing enough, but are the liberals going to do as more than the conservatives? Or, you know,
like,
so.
I don't think the NDP, let's like be honest, don't have a chance of forming a government.
No.
Like just
Like you say,
they
like, what are they projected at 38 seats? So.
yeah like they're like I like Singh a lot. I think he is probably the best leader the NDP have had in quite some time. I'm actually trying to think of in my lifetime if they've had a leader that has been more charismatic. Oh, there's Jack Layton, lots of people have. I didn't like Jack Layton, but
He had
I can
a certain kind of charisma and a certain kind of, like, he was a good leader, right? But
Yes. Yeah. And my problems with Layton were the same problems I have with Harper, is he put the party first. And for people who are party stalwarts, that's a good thing. And for people who aren't, not so much. But I think Trudeau does the same thing. Trudeau has the Liberal Party baked into his blood. He thinks they are what is right. Like, he going back to the previous topic about vaccines, and it's a weird comparison, but like, I don't vote for the political party that I vote for because I think they are an innate moral good. I vote for the ones because I think the impact of their, of who they are and what they do is going to be the better option.
Right,
I think to be a charismatic leader, a popular leader, you often end up having to do the other way, where it's, you have to prioritize, you have to think your party is the best inherently.
Right. And when you're a person who puts ideas before, you know, group thinking, then you can't really do that, right?
Like, yep, exactly. And that doesn't necessarily always make for the best leader, but yeah. I'm tangenting a bit and sort of wandering in my thoughts here, but I think what you may end up seeing is a little bit of a swing. And I think the Conservatives taking the lead this early is going to hurt the NDP, which it always does, because that gives the Liberals the chance to say, oh, can you really afford to vote your conscience?
If I lived anywhere else, I might be, you know, concerned and have like an internal debate with that. But in Saskatchewan, if you don't vote blue, then you're losing.
So what's they say? Oh, they don't break it. The CBC poll doesn't break it down by province. They just say prairies. But yeah, 46% will go Conservative and 20% Liberal. The NDP are actually ahead of the Liberals on the prairies.
Which makes sense.
the whole like, don't just vote your conscience, vote strategic. For the majority of the prairies, voting strategic means NDP, not Liberal.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on, we don't have proportional representation, we have riding base. So it's not about who's most likely to beat the Conservatives nationally, it's about who's most likely to beat the Conservatives in your riding. Or if you hate the NDP with a passion, who's most likely, whether it's Liberals or Conservative, who's most likely to beat the NDP? So, or, you know, if you're far left and you don't like Conservative or Liberal, who's more likely NDP or Green, right? Like it's about your individual riding, not about federally. So, and I think in our, some of our upcoming shows, I think probably only have two between now and the election, but we can probably do a bit more of a deeper dive into some of the ridings if the folks think there's value in that. But
focus in a little bit closer to home and like see like what's happening in our cities. And I saw a number of Conservative signs throughout Regina and on the highways already. One Liberal sign on one yard. So that's something, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to make it seem like it's all hope is lost, but I think realistically Saskatchewan is going to be predominantly blue.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see where the one or two spots orange has a chance of poking through. And I'd be curious to see if polling shows the Liberals do have a shot anywhere.
I would I would love to see a couple of, you know, NDPers come out of Saskatchewan for the federal government.
Yeah.
And
this is our neighbors rather than us. And again, just we're not running overtime this time, so I don't feel quite as bad. But there was a really interesting story that came out of Manitoba recently, where there was a campaign event for the NDP that had Singh himself was there, and they brought up a bunch of Indigenous leaders and like prominent Indigenous leaders as well. And say, you know, we'd like to invite you to come up and say a few words. And they all came up and endorsed the Liberal candidate at the NDP campaign event. No one bothered to ask in advance whether they would be supporting the NDP or not. They just assumed. And the first person came up and talked about how, and it was in a riding with an incumbent NDP MP as well. So it was a bit of a odd mix up. So I'm curious if we will see any sort of ripple effect from that come through Saskatchewan.
Right.
That was my sort of tag on weird story. And I don't know what to make of it, to be honest.
That's good.
But it just sort of speaks to some of the things that you think are foregone conclusions really aren't.
Yeah, no, that's right. You can't assume things, I guess.
Well,
I guess before we go,
yeah.
We have a comment on our YouTube channel from Doss Richard. He
Okay.
said on last week's episode, he said, was at the first game in person, saw zero masks. That's fine too. Whoever wrote an article about a couple people not wearing one needs better ideas. They need to require everyone who are medically able to take vaccines to get vaccinated. Simple. These should not be political ideologies.
Yay.
Yeah. So
anytime Doss Richard comments, I always have the, like, he's always thoughtful, but like, he definitely holds us to task when we're wrong on things. So I always have that, because I hadn't seen it ahead of time. Right. I always have that little bit of a hold my breath. All right. Did I make a mistake on something? Am I getting called out? Which is good. I like it when I get called out on mistakes, because it lets me learn and grow and get better too.
For sure.
And I think I like hearing that, because it does help prevent you and I from arguing with straw men. Like, there are conservatives who are smart enough to say this should never have been a political issue.
Yeah.
Just like eating raw chicken should not be a political issue,
exactly.
Right? Health inspectors should just exist.
Yep.
And there's, yeah. Anarchists can say it should be a community-driven thing rather than a government-driven thing. And I can come in and say, that's still government. You're just calling it something different. And we can debate that. But
you
still got to have some guy making sure your chicken is cooked.
Yeah, that's right. You have to have some level of order. And otherwise, you are going to run your society very well. So,
yeah.
Okay. You can find us at anchor.fm/from many peoples. Our Twitter is at @skpoliticspod. Our Facebook is facebook.com/from many peoples strength pod. And our email is frommanypeoples@gmail.com. Or you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/from many peoples.
As always, Corey, thanks for doing all the hard work you do to make sure all the bells and whistles and tech stuff happens the way it's supposed to. And let me just show up and spout nonsensical random opinions that meander from point to point, and you come in afterwards and allow it to actually sound like something coherent. So well done on your part.
Well, you know, actually, it's not that much work.
Okay. Have a fantastic couple of weeks, and I'll see you next time we record this thing.
You bet. Thanks. Is 3:38 working for you?
What do you mean by 3:38?
Like the polling Canada site.
The links?
No. I was just going to look it up so that...
Nope. Unable to process request. Error 999.
Okay. So it must just be down?
Yeah. Although, other links coming up.
All right. Well... Got the CBC News poll tracker up anyway.
Okay. Yeah, that was the final story.
Yeah. Just good old election stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because story 2 and 3 are the same, are both on the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and if you want to add anything, we can add it in. So, but I guess for now, CBC News